Dennis Donahue, talking about the Fortunate Traveler, said Derek Walcott wants to bring back heroes, is a mythmaker. Mythmaker in the very good sense, in the sense of enlarging context. Could you talk about that a little bit for a minute?
Okay, well, there are two things here. If you accept the idea, or state it, that the Caribbean doesn't have heroes, the first answer to that question is Brecht's answer. God help the country that needs heroes. That's one. Okay? Okay. The second answer is this. If you reduce this to a prototypical situation where you say the Caribbean has no past, no heroes, you therefore have to take an anthropomorphic position and say a Caribbean man is unheroic. Right? Obviously. Mm-hmm. You would have to say a Caribbean person is incapable of heroism. Now, secondly, to ascribe to a poet the dishonesty of forging heroes or consenting to the insult that says, Jesus, we ain't got no heroes, I better make some fast. It's just totally absurd, right? The way you look at a culture is the way you should also look at yourself. One should be very careful that one does not ascribe deficiencies to other places, just as we accuse people of our faults, right? Mm-hmm. That aren't really deficiencies in ourselves. And the Caribbean has been looked at since Trollope as a place that has no heroes, no background, no nothing. All right? And the answer to this is very simple. We are taught in history that trash came to the Caribbean. All right? You look at it, and I've written about this. White convicts, trash. People from India, trash. Niggers from Africa, trash. Sephardic Jews, trash. Chinese, trash. Okay. You take all that trash. Mitch makes a very good bonfire, right? It's the best kind of trash. You light a trash fire and see what happens. What is really true is that what you have is not the weakest people. You have the strongest kind of person. Because physically, to endure the middle passage, to be in the hold of a ship, among the shit and the pain and the sores and the whatever, and survive how many weeks of this, right? And to land on a place in America, a new world, and survive that, that is not weakness. That is formidable physical endurance. All right, now I'm not talking about morals. I'm just talking about the lies in history that you look at and you are taught as a child that it takes you all your life to somehow wipe out.